Oh, when I came to, I was below decks on a ship bound for nowhere. And I wasn't alone. Prince. Prince. Prince, wake up.
To sleep?
Come on, wake up.
Where are we?
Good question. We made our way up to the main deck.
Lord Hamlet!
Rosencrantz!
Mr. Time!
And Guildenstern! Look, Time! It's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern! What a coincidence!
I didn't believe in coincidences. I only believed in a sequence of events that, although accidental, seemed to have been planned or arranged. What boat are we on?
You're aboard His Royal Majesty's ship, the HMS Jürgen Flaggen, bound for England.
Nothing like a midwinter cruise in the North Atlantic to put some color in one's cheeks, I always say.
Hamlet was definitely the poster boy for why cousins shouldn't marry. While the prince went off to get drunk with frickin' frack, I decided to nose around a little bit. It was no accident Rosencrantz and Guildenstern were on board. On the other hand, they weren't smart enough to pull off anything on their own.
Kill me? Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are going to kill me? I don't want Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to kill me!
Not them. But I found a letter in their cabin from your uncle's stepfather, the king, with orders for the captain to locate Prince Hamlet and fictional detective Justin Time and throw their sorry asses overboard.
Overboard? I don't want my sorry ass thrown overboard!
Relax. I gave the letter to the captain.
What? You gave the letter to the captain? Are you completely crazy?
I said relax. I changed a couple of names before I passed it over to him.
What names?
In place of your name, I wrote Rosencrantz. And in place of my name, I wrote Guildenstern.
Dastardly clever!